new development in the housing, to have available and affordable housing to not only military people, but to people in general. And we're doing that. We've passed some incentive packages on the council to incentivize builders. That's one thing. And then number two is to ensure that we still maintain the infrastructure within the city, whether it be police, fire, public works, all that. So the two priorities that I see as a city council member within the city, when you're talking infrastructure, is internally where most of our taxpayers' dollars go to, would be those two things.